in the Kiddushin, right? The role of the Amir in the Kiddushin. Chayim and Beit. Amar Shmuel. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom with the two dots. Chayim, you see it? Amar Shmuel.
Like two or three
lines. Okay. Go ahead.
Amar Shmuel be Kiddushin. Matan la kesev, the shavu kesev.
Maybe you'll read like you mean it. Okay, a little more feeling.
Amar Shmuel be Kiddushin. Matan la kesev, the shavu kesev. Amar la hare at mekudeshes, hare at mekudeshes. Hare at leinto. Hare zu mekudeshes. Hareini Ishech, Hareini Balech, Hareini Arusech, Inkan Beis Michush.
Good. So let's stop and translate a little bit.
So if you say any of the following things of, you know, Harei Amikudeshes, Harei Amikureses, Harei Leinto, that is a good Kiddushin. But if you say Hareini Ishech, Hareini Balech, Hareini Arusech, it's not clear.
Good. So, what does Einkan Beis Mechush mean?
Well, it's not.
Literally, what does it mean? There's no chash. Right? No chash, no question, no doubt. So what does it mean here? It means there's no doubt that there's no Kiddushin.
Not even a Safi
Kiddushin, good. Not even a Safi Kiddushin. What would the Naf community be if there's a Safi Kiddushin?
Sorry.
Safi Kiddushin, right? Let's say someone comes along, the second guy comes along, and he gives her money, and he says, Hariyat Mikudashasli. So if there's a Safi Kiddushin in the first case, then we don't know. Who is she Mikudashas to? But if we say for sure there is no Kiddushin, then what does that mean? It means the second guy, it was Mikadishar. The first guy for sure was not Mikadishar because they can't base Mechash. It's nothing. But the second one was Mikadishar. So that's going to be enough when we say there's no Safi Kiddushin. You got that, Chaim? Again, the guy comes to the woman and he says, you are an Arusa, you are a Mikudashas, you are a Intu, you're a wife. That's good, right? Harezu Mikudashas. But if he says, I'm your husband, I'm your Arus, I'm your Baal, Ein Kan Beis Mechush, it's nothing. Not even a doubt. Definitely not good. All right, let's go on. Again, this is just Chazar, but just to get him on the same page.
Right, maybe you want to fill Mike in on the general shot? I don't even know if he knows what we're learning about.
Mike, are you there? I don't know if he's there.
Mike!
Are we on mute?
Mikey!
Let's play with him.
Mike, you're on mute?
So, it's the second thing, maybe he doesn't want to... Maybe he's playing the radio in the background. Right? So, in the second set, the Gemara says, V'chein b'geirishin, so too in geirishin. Right? If anyone's ever been party to a geirishin, you know the process. The man has to give the woman the get. And he has to say to her, that I'm releasing you. Right? And you're free to marry whoever you want. So v'chein migereshin nasan lava omer la hareyat mushlachas hareyat migereshas hareyat mutaras l'chol adam. That's good. Harezu migereshas. She is a migereshas. She's free. She's out. But if he says Avi, if he says any
ishech, any bale, any aruse,
he says I'm not your husband anymore. In any which way, he just says I'm not your husband anymore. That's not sufficient.
Inkan beis mechush.
Inkan beis mechush. Meaning what? Definitely not a good gerushin. Definitely not a good gerushin. She is still married. Okay, then there's this other issue, and admittedly this is a more involved issue, one which we will not get to today. We will not get fully into this issue today, but next week it will be something that we take up, the issue of Yadayim She'enan Mochichos. Let me just mention outside first what exactly it refers to. Yadayim She'enan Mochichos basically means you have, like the Rishonim explained, the Ritva explains, and Tosfos Ri Hazaken explains, that on a vessel you have Yadayim, you have a base yad, you have a handle. So the keli can only be lifted, only be picked up, only be grabbed, maybe even fully used, only when what? When there's a base yad, when there's a good handle. You need, it could be toe-face on the handle.
So like you don't fully grasp the idea.
That's right. When there's a lacking, when there's a deficiency in the handle, you can't really lift the keli. You can't hold on to the keli. So too, sometimes you have statements that are similarly deficient. They don't have a good handle. You don't have a, as the expression goes, you don't have a handle on them. What does that mean, you don't have a handle on them? I'm not saying this is where it comes from, but it very well could be that that's where the term comes from. Right? There are a lot of common phrases that you have that come from the Talmud or come from some Jewish reference. When we say we don't have a handle on it, it could be that it comes from this. Anyone ever hear that phrase before?
Yep.
I don't have a handle on that, I don't have a good handle on it. Right? So reading the Talmud, there was such an idea of having a handle on a statement. What does that mean, on a handle on a statement? The statement is not 100% on its face clear. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, look at Shmuel. Look at our colleague Shmuel. Look what he's willing to accept. He's willing to acknowledge and willing to accept that when a man says to a woman, you are mikudeshes, you are a wife, you are a arusa, and he doesn't say to her, you are mikudeshes to me, he's willing to accept that that's a good kiddushin. What do you see from there? You see from here that you, that yadayim she'ena machichos havin yadayim, right? That's still good. It's still considered enough of a clear statement to go forward with. Havin yadayim, yadayim she'ena machichos havin yadayim. But Rav Papa has a problem with that. What's Rav Papa's problem? Rav Papa's problem is that if you look in the Gemara Nedarim, and there's a parallel Gemara apparently in Nazir, that if you would say, I want to be a Nazir, sorry, if you say, hey, if you say, hey, the Gemara says it's, you could be a Nazir. We'll make you a Nazir. Just by saying, hey. Hey, I'll be. Hey. So the Gemara says, 1 second, how do you know the guy wants to be a Nazir? Maybe he just wants to accept upon himself a fast. He could be accepting any number of things. So the Gemara says, oh, you're right, I'll tell you. In that case, we're talking only about a situation where someone, Nazir, was walking past the one who says, hey. The Nazir walks right in front of your face. At that time, you say, hey. So we understand that you mean, I want to be, hey, like him. I'll be like him. I'll be like a Nazir like him. Okay? So the Gemara now continues. Yeah. Okay? Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye, lememra the Sava Shmuel, yadayim she'im achichos, havin yadayim. V'hatanan, we're 3 lines up from the bottom. V'hatanan, ha'omer ehei, ha'rezen nazir. But there's a limitation, there's a qualification. Because the Gemara says, v'havinan be, v'havinan ba. We ask on it over there. Dilma ahei betainis kamar. Maybe that guy just means, I want to be a faster. Yeah, you're right. There was a Nazir walking by. That's the only reason why it was good. And that's what the Gemara says here. Taima, the Nazir over Lafanov. The reason why that's a good neder, that's why it's a good acceptance of Nazirus, is because someone's walking by. But the implication is, halav hachi, last line, halav hachi, if not for that fact. If not for what fact? If not for the fact that there was a Nazir walking by, then what? Then what? Then lo! He would not be a Nazir. He would not be a Nazir. So what do you see from here? Nothing. It would be a Dayim Shein HaMachichos, and we'd ignore the statement. But the implication of that Gemara is that Yadayim Shein HaMachichos is not Yadayim. We don't just look at a statement on its face and say, well, I think I can construe it this way because I think this is what he meant. No, it needs to be clear. And sometimes it's not 100% clear from the statement, but you have something in the environment which tells you what he meant. Now we're going to get into this whole discussion. I mean, there's a whole separate sugya. What is considered yadayim she'ena machichos? What is yadayim she'ena machichos? That's a whole separate question, and we'll take that up next week. The Tosos here, there's 2 Tosos in that to discuss it, and Ritva discusses it. We'll leave that blinader for next week. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, you know what? So you're right. Really, you need yadayim she'ena machichos. You need a clear statement. So how does this harei at mikudashas create a kedushin? So the Gemara says, you know what? It means he said to her, Harei at mikudeshes li. He must have said li. He had to have said li. If he didn't say li, then you have a problem. Right? You know, the very often under the chuppah, so the Masada Kedushin tries to help the chassan make the statement, right? He says, Haray, Haray, At, At, Mikudashas, Mikudashas. And then a lot of times the Messiah Kedushin wants, there's maybe a chashash that it sounds like the Messiah Kedushin is the one that's making the statement. So he tells him, Say Li, right? He says, Haray, At, Mikudashas, and then he tells the chassan, Say Li. So I heard, I was never there myself, but I heard from a Rosh Hashiva, a valid source, someone who I respect and know. He said, he was once at a chassan, they told the chassan, Say Li, and the guy repeated, Say Li. So he's Harayat Mikudashas, Bitabazu, you know, Harayat Mikudashas rather. He told him, Say Li. He says, Say Li. You know, sometimes the chassan's nervous, he doesn't know the whole phrase, so they're feeding him words. That's why you just tell the chassan, you tell him regular, Harayat Mikudashas. There's no real chash that the Messiah Kedushin is the one that's. But something just on the issue of Li, how important the Li is. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, my Kamashmalon. If you're just telling me it's just a case of Harayat Mikudashas Li, that's Pashat. That's the classic case of Kedushin. What do you need to teach me that over here? So Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Hani Lishna Basroi Kamashmalon. We're just really teaching the Chiddush of the latter cases. The latter cases being where I say, I am your husband, I am your Baal, I am your Arus, in the case of Kedushin. In the case of Gerushin, I'm out of here, I'm separated, I'm going to marry whoever I want, right? Any of those types of things, I'm no longer your husband, any of those types of Lashonos, that's not good. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush over here is those two situations where you use yourself as the hero of your statement, so to speak. Why is that not good? Because it's violative of the mandate of the Torah. In the case of Kiddushin, the mandate of the Torah is what? Ki Yikach. The man has to be the taker. He has to take her, not that he should take himself unto her. He shouldn't say, I'm inserting myself in your life. He has to take her. And similarly, in the case of the Gershon, he has to be the one to send her away, not to say he's separating himself. He's leaving. Can't be he's leaving. He has to send her away. Okay? Ad Kan is the basic pshat in the Gemara. All right? So just going back to the initial discussion here about the statements, forgetting about the Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos for now. What's the problem with that statement? What's the problem with those statements? Hareini, hareini arusei, hareini ishei, hareini ba'alei. Why does it fail? What's the chisar? What's the lacking?
Li, the designation.
Now forget about Li for a moment.
But it's just saying forget about Li. It's nothing personal.
Say again?
It's not personal. It's just it's a declaration that the person is whatever these words are, but not in reference to whom. Like you could say, I could say to a friend, you are married.
No, that you're right. That's the first, that's right. That's the problem with the Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos cases. But I'm saying now the other case. I'm your husband. I am your husband.
He could say he's a frog, so what, that's going to make it so?
But well, the question is why?
It has to be through her perspective. Something has to be happening to her. He has to be taking rather than giving. So when he says, I'm your husband.
Right, that's what the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that he has to be the taker, right? All right.
He has to have the act of...
Okay. That's true. That's a good first step, but I'm asking a little bit more than that. Let me read the Rambam for you. Which of the Mar Makom that I gave you? Rambam, Hilchos Ishus.
Gimel.
Okay. For those that have access to the Rambam, you can follow along. If not, I'll read it. I'll read it aloud. Okay? I'll read it aloud. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav. Hadvarim sheyomar ha'ish kishikadesh. Yeah, listen carefully. The things that the man says when he will be mekadesh. Tzarech sheyihye mashma'am. What does mashma'am mean? Their implication. The implication of the lashon, of the phrase that he uses. Shehu kone ha'isha. Right? This is what you're saying, Irving, right? Shehu kone ha'isha. V'lo sheyihye mashma shehikna atzmola. And it can't imply that he is selling himself, so to speak, to her. Ketza, says the Rambam. What do you mean? I'll give you examples. Hare she'omar lo, o she'kosav b'shtar she'nosna lo. Either he writes to her in a shtar, or he says it verbally. Hare ni ba'aleich, Hareni Arusei, Hareni Ishei, Vekol Kayotze Beze, Ein Kan Kiddushin Klal, no Kiddushin whatsoever. Omar La, Okosav La, Hare At Ishti, you are my wife, you are my Arusa, Hare Arusasi, O Hare At Kenuyali, or you're acquired to me, Hare At Shali, Hare At Lukochasi, Hare At Harufasi, Hare At Birushusi, you are in my Rishus. Right, Pesach, we were talking about that before. You're in my Rishus. That the Ram says would be good. You're in my Rishus. Not that here, I'm in your Rishus. That wouldn't be good. But hi, I'm taking you into my Rishus. I'm here, I'm taking you into my Rishus. That would be good. Hare at Zekukali, you're bound to me. The Kol Kayotze Boza, Kol Kayotze Bahan Harezu Mekudeshes. Next halacha. Omer lo, O Kosov lo, Hare at Miyuchedesli, Hare at Miyuedesli, Hare at Zekosi. We'll hold off on that. That's really the next.
Say the woman has a house. Are you allowed to move into her house?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
You're going into her domain.
Yeah, later. But in terms of the act of taking, I mean, he has to take her into his domain. It's a good question.
What?
It's a good question. And in terms of his Maisa Kiddushin, he has to be the taker. When he says it, now I'll tell you where what you're saying is important. At the actual wedding. The actual wedding, the chuppah, is supposed to be representative of the husband's domain. And as a result, a number of the poskim say that the man should really have some bialos over the canopy, over the chuppah, and maybe even in the yichud room. Right? Because it's supposed to be his rishus. And if it belongs to someone else, then it really doesn't serve the purpose of chuppah. So yes, in the context of the marital proceedings.
She's in there waiting for him.
Where?
In the chuppah.
No, he gets there first. The man walks down first.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
In fact, some had the custom, Rabbi Soloveitchik was very against this custom, for Ashkenazim anyway. I don't know if Sephardim still have this practice, but that some had the practice of actually stepping out of the chuppah and bringing the woman back underneath the chuppah.
Yeah, I've seen that at every wedding I've gone to.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You've seen that at weddings?
Yeah.
Wow. It's not very popular, not very common.
I haven't seen it.
But the husband actually is under the chuppah waiting, and then when the kala comes, he steps down from the chuppah to bring her back because of this idea of bringing her into his domain.
Why was he against this idea?
He said that's not our minhag. He said that really he thinks it came from the Gentiles. To greet her, to bring her in. And he was very adamant about it. Again, if others have that custom, it could be based on their Masorah. That's a different story. But he felt for Ashkenazim that was not the minhag. And if
it's interesting that I've seen it in like five weddings.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, granted, they're all my relatives, but.
Really, it could be me. It's a family minhag. I don't know, but
I highly doubt it. Yeah. I'm sure they don't know.
No, the kala will stop just short of the chuppah, and he'll go down and bring her. He was very, very boset. But in any event, all of that is because of this idea that the domain of the husband is the domain into which the woman is brought. But that's only, I would say, in the context of the kiddushin process. After, wherever they decide to live, that's not. That's after the marriage is already made. Now, that's not really part of the marriage per se. But that's a good question.
So then, what exactly is he bringing into?
It's symbolic. It's totally symbolic. When he says under the chuppah that's his. It's supposed to be like his
own. I mean, this is not talking about a chuppah.
No, it's not talking. This is talking about the kiddushin. It's talking about saying Hare at Mekudesh Asli. You're going to come into my daladamas. You're going to come into my rishus. And how do I demonstrate that? And how do I show you that? I give you the Kesef Kiddushin, and I say a language to you, which is indicative of you being acquired to me. I'm taking you out of your previous state. Previously, you're a free agent. And then I say to you, Hare at Mekudesh Asli, now you're designated to me. You're part of my world now. Obviously, she has to consent. Right? You can't just force that upon her. But for him to come along and say, I'm your husband, no, that's not the right process. That's not the right procedure. The procedure is that she has to be taken by him. Not that he says, I'm here. Now, you're right. At the end of the day, I mean, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to be living together. They're going to be husband and wife. But it has to come about the right mechanism. The mechanism of kicha. So this is the Rambam. The Rambam says this lashon, that the language that he has to use has to have the mashmaos, right? That's the implication of who kona aisha, and not mashma shehikna atzmo la. All right? All right. So that's the Gemara. That's the Rambam. In the interest of time, we'll just mention outside. Just mention outside that there is this question in the Re and in the Rosh about the following case. Avi, you want to say outside what the case was?
With the Nazir, right?
Forget about the Nazir.
When they were discussing
previously,
right? So right? Before.
So we had before the Beit Hazmanim break, we discussed the cases where Hayamadabri Ma'al Iske Kiddushah. Right, man and woman are speaking about the Kiddushin before, and an hour later he presents her with Kesef Kiddushin and doesn't say anything. We assume that's good when she takes it. Why? Because we know why she's taking it. She's taking it because of the conversation they had an hour ago, and she understands it's for Kiddushin. Now the question over here is what?
So they were talking about it beforehand, and he says, not one of the three things that the Gemara says is good, that Shmuel says is good, rather he's saying the other three things. I forgot what they were.
No, I'm asking them. What happens, maybe this is what you mean. What happens, according to the Re, if they were speaking before, and then he goes ahead and uses one of these bad lashonos?
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
He says, Hareini Isheikh. And he gives her the money, and she takes it. Is that good or bad?
Depends how you want to look at it.
Well, Tosus Re, Rosh and Tosus Re, they both say what?
They both say it's bad.
What?
They both say it's bad.
They still say it's bad.
Because any strength he had, he diminished by the weaker statements.
Good. So, I'll say it again.
Is Machlokah you were asking about before?
Yeah. But now I'm just saying what the one side of Machlokah says. Let's just take the side, the Rosh, that doesn't mention the Machlokah. The Rosh just says it's no good. Right? The Rosh says, normally you have a discussion before, and then you give money, and you're quiet, and she takes the money, it's good. Over here, you had a discussion, then you went ahead and you gave money, but when you gave the money, what did you say? You said, I'm your husband. He says, that's worse than a case where you're quiet. In a case where you're quiet, it would have been good. Now all of a sudden,
I
gotta modulate my voice now. Right? Now all of a sudden you went ahead and you said something that you shouldn't have said. You said lashon that you shouldn't have said, even though you have the backdrop of medabra ima al iske kiddusheha. The Rosh says that is no good. It's worse than having been silent. And the Re says the same thing. He cites one of his colleagues who says, no, that would be good, that would be okay. But he says, no, it's worse than being quiet. It's not analogous to being quiet. All right, so what I'm asking like this, what's the problem? Let's just take a step back. What's the problem when you use these types of lashonos? When a man says to the woman, I'm your husband, I'm your baal, I'm your orus, where is the deficiency? Yeah.
It's not in accordance with the pasuk, which says, ki ish, the man should take the woman for himself. Not that he should assign. Not that he should. It's Rashi says that, and I think.
Good. I agree with you. The Gemara says. Gemara seems to say it openly. But I'm asking, where is the deficiency?
If she doesn't understand what a kiddushin is.
No, she'll say that's not the question. She understands. Everything's understood.
Well, she doesn't understand what a kiddushin is. She's the one who's saying it.
No, she's not saying anything here. He's saying one of two things. He's saying either you are mekudeshes to me, or I am your husband. Just who is the operative party in his statement, right? So I'm just asking one question now. Dr. J is correct that the problem isn't so far as it fails to rise to the level of ki yikach, but I'm asking what aspect of ki yikach? Is it that the be'etzem, it's not an act of kicha anymore because he said this? Does it mean my whole act of kiddushin now is no good?
It says Aisha Niknei, the woman is acquired. It doesn't
right.
say that he, it states in the Gemara and in Rashi, etc., that it doesn't say that he should acquire himself for her. Because that's what the import is of I am your husband, I am, etc.
Right. That's true. All that is true. But I'm asking a slightly different question now. In a case where the man does say that, and you're right, he's stepping outside the bounds that the Torah set up of ki yikach, what I'm asking is, in what way? In what way is he doing that? Is it that he's not actually being Konar. When he says the statement, he's not really being Konar. He's not really being Konar. And he's being mocking himself to her. Or is it simply that the language is not proper? It's not the proper language. That's when I say Hareini Isheich, Hareini Baaleich. Is that really what I'm doing, and that's why it's not good? Or is it no? Even though that's not really what's happening, just that the lashon is no good.
There's nothing happening by the fact of the matter.
Just at the end of the day, it's not good. Right? Everyone agrees, it's not good because of Ki'ikach. What I'm asking is now, what is it about Ki'ikach which makes this no good? Is it simply that the lashon is not proper? Or is it more than that? Is it that the whole thing falls apart because of the way the Kiddushin would be taking place?
The way the two are phrased, Ki'ikach on the one hand and Hareini Baaleich.
Hareini Baaleich, right.
In the first one, the valid one, it's the status of the woman that is... the attention is centered on the status of the woman. It's her status that is altered. Whereas with Hareini Baaleich, it's his status. That statement implies that his status is being changed, not hers.
But where's the... You're good. But where's the deficiency? Is the deficiency in the lashon, or is the deficiency in the very act of the kiddushin?
The lashon is defining the act.
You want to say it's in the lashon?
No, it's in the act, but...
You're right, it's because you said it that way. But is it that the lashon is...
defines the act, so if you say it a certain way, is it a different action? Your action is defined as the giving over and the speech, but it's a very specific set of words that will complete the action correctly. And so when you said the wrong thing, and especially the crux of the statement is putting in a different framework, the action is going to be defined as a totally different action.
Good. So you want to say it's the actual Maisa Kiddushin that's lacking.
When he
does it, right. When he says the wrong thing. Now, can you point to a Lashon in the realm that might support that? Hadvarim sheyomar ish kashiyakadish tzarech sheyeh mashma'am shehu kona ha'ish v'lo sheyeh mashma'a shehikna atzmala. Is that you out?
Yeah. Gonna,
Uncle? Okay. Well, tapping out?
Yeah.
Be back
I'll be here
Monday. Okay. Monday. All right. Good to see you.
Okay. Have a good day.
Good day. Good day.
Again, shadvarim sheyomer ha'ish kishiyakadesh tzarech sheyihya inyonam.
So it starts out like that. So the things that the man says, so that he can.
Shehu kon isha lo shehi inyonam shehikna atzmala. There's a different gears in the Rambam. See, the Rambam in the more traditional Rambam says mashma'am. Mashma'am almost makes it sound like the whole thing is linguistic. But the Rambam in the newer, I won't say newer Girsa, but in the more corrected Girsa, is in Yono, that they're...
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
Which Rambam are you using?
Mekitve Yad Temani.
Oh, that's a one volume Rambam?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, so that has what? In Yono.
In Yonam.
Right, now it's the essence of what he's saying has to be such... That it's what? That it's he's right. Kona and not that that he's being makna himself to her. Right. Now that's not necessarily the same as saying that it's just that the lashon is lacking. Right. It's one thing to say that because you said this, the whole maisa is lacking. Another thing to say, well, the maisa kedushin would still be okay, but it's just that the language that you said is no good. Right.
The concept is different.
Oh, it would still fail. It would still fail, but it's for a different reason, right?
Or can it be a combination?
I'll tell you what it means.
Is that a machlokes?
No, not necessarily. It's a machlokes, perhaps. It's a machlokes. Let's look at together, if you don't mind, at the Shulte Giborim that we didn't see in Shir before and Seder before. The Shulte Giborim was on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Daf Beis Arif. Again, if you don't have it in front of you, I'll be happy to read it aloud. Now you should just know that this Shulte Giborim, we mentioned him before. Shulte Giborim was written by Rav Shiel Boaz, right?
Excuse me, the Shulte is in the back. Well,
yeah, it's in the back. I'll read it to you.
What daf?
It's Beis Amud Aleph and the Daf Beis Arif. Now you should know the Shulte Giborim is quoted Halacha by the Rama. All right, so he says the following: if a person goes over to the father of a girl, he goes to the father of a girl, and he says. you are my father-in-law. Right? Says, you're my father-in-law. In Nasana Kiddushin La'aviha, he walks over to the father of a girl, and he gives her money, and he says, you're my shver, you're my father-in-law. And he doesn't say, Hare biteich mikudeshesli. He doesn't say to her, him, your husband, your daughter is my is mikudeshes to me. He just simply says, you're my father-in-law. Ein kan kiddushin klal. And listen to what he writes. Ki yikach ish isha omra Torah. Torah says you have to, it says, ki yikach ish isha. Shetehei hakicha li'isha v'lo la'aviha. Umaisa, right? Umaisa ba li'adenu al davar zeh. Says, this maisa once happened. Shadrach says, a maisa like this once happened. V'kach horenu. That's the way we paskin. We paskin, that's not good. Why? Now again, here it's not the man and the woman. It's not the man and the woman. It's the man and her father.
And it could have been more than one, and he says your daughter. It could be
he might have more than one daughter.
He's not saying your daughter. He's not saying your daughter.
But you my father. He might have more than one daughter.
Forget, right, that's getting to another issue of the Yadayim Shein HaMelchichos. But on a smaller scale, what is the issue? The issue is clearly the Lashon. The Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch said, the Lashon is lacking. You can't go to the father-in-law and say, you're my father-in-law. You have to say, what? Your daughter is Mekadeshes to me. That would be okay. But once you say, you're my father-in-law, that's not the Lashon of Ki'ikach. It's not a Lashon of Ki'ikach.
Doesn't say ki yikach ish et aviha.
Right. Right, although that's usually the way it comes along with the package. But that's not, right? That's not
the essential element.
Exactly. In terms of the Lashon has to be one where the Lashon is a Lashon of kicha. So there clearly could be a difference in that regard. So now let's take that to our Rishonim, okay? Let's take that to our question. He's speaking to her about Kiddushin. And then he comes along and he says, Harein Isheich. The Rosh says, what's his Lashon over there? Dahani Lishni Grii. It's very bad. It's very garua. It's very deficient. More so, mi nasan la b'shisika. It's worse than giving her and not saying anything. Yeah. And that's the Ri Hazakin. The Ri Hazakin says that also, the same thing. My colleague says this would be okay. But I say, no. The Megara Gara, why? And here's the key for the Ri. He says, because if you're quiet, what are you saying? If you're quiet, what are you saying?
Because if you're accepting it.
No, you're speaking, you're giving, and you're quiet.
You're relying on the previous discussion.
Oh, yeah. You're relying on what you spoke about before. But now that you went ahead and you spoke, and you said, I'm your husband, what are you doing, says the Ri? Bir shenosan kesef hakidushin, lahaknos atzma, vein hakidushin kidushin klal.
I don't know what that means.
You're now saying a new thing. We spoke about getting married before. Now I come over to her and I say, I'm your husband. The Ri says, you know what? If you would have just kept your mouth shut, you'd be okay. Why? Because then you'd be banking on what you discussed before. She accepted it. Everything would be fine and good. But now you went ahead and you said something that you were not supposed to say. You said, Hareini Isheich. Now, he said, it's like you're being someich on that Lashon. If you're being someich on that Lashon, then what? Now you're doing something wrong. That Lashon is not the right Lashon with which to be Mekadesh. So now what I'm asking is like this. What's the machlokas between the Ri and the Rosh on one side and his colleague? Just think about it for a second. I'll repeat it again. The Ri and the Rosh are saying that it does not matter if we discussed Kiddushin before. It does not matter if we discussed Kiddushin before. If we discussed Kiddushin before, but then I go ahead and I say one of these Lashonos that I'm not supposed to say. I say Harein Isheich, Harein Baaleich, any of those things, it's not good. Why? And the reason Lashon is important. He said, because if I would say nothing, then we could say, okay, whatever happens now is sort of being fueled by my previous discussion, and therefore she accepts it, there's no speech, but it's okay because we spoke about it before. But now when I went ahead and I said Harein Baaleich, Harein Isheich, what am I doing? I'm saying this is the context in which I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you to be your husband. I'm giving it to be your Baal, to be your Oris. Yeah?
Right.
Not Harayat Mikud, not because I want you to be Mikudashis to me.
Can't you just say that's like an addition to what was said before?
That's the other sheet. His colleague, the Ri's colleague, says, no, you spoke about it before, and now you gave it to her. It's just like you're quiet. The fact that you said something, it doesn't take away. It doesn't take away from what you discussed before. That's the basic machlokas here. What I'm asking is, what's the essence of the machlokas? What's the fundamental divide between those two shitas?
One divide is if he doesn't say anything, then the...
That they both agree is okay.
Then the kesher, they both agree that's okay, but...
Because of the previous discussion.
Yeah, good. But if he does add one of these deficient phrases...
Right.
Then that puts everything in a whole new context. So it provides a link between the kesef or whatever he gives her,
good,
on the one hand, and the what he just is saying at that same time, and it eliminates or doesn't, according to which one you agree with. It either does or does not eliminate the previous discussion as
good,
being so relevant to the gift of the
excellent kesef. I'm just asking, why would I say either one?
Does
everyone understand the problem? The question? No?
Well,
there's two possibilities. Either a previous discussion is enough to create a kiddushin, even though I said something now that I shouldn't have said, or it's not. Or we say, no, the fact that you said this bad lashon, this inappropriate lashon, it doesn't matter if you had an earlier discussion. It's out. You're using this lashon to create the, to shaft the kiddushin, so to speak. Then that's it. That's bad. Irving, you want to say something? Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you.
Oh, ask me something?
One side's clearly saying it takes away, it subtracts. It's a negative when you add that statement in between.
That's right.
Does the other side say that defends it, say that it can only add, and if it doesn't add, it doesn't interfere?
I mean, listen, it's not all spoken out like that, but it sounds like... Yeah, that there's no deficiency. There's no deficiency because you have the previous context.
So that's how the side that's okay with the in between is fine with the action coming following the context, no matter what happens in between. It just has to follow a certain context.
Right. But
once the conversation about marriage is set up.
Good.
Then at any point after that, giving over.
Well, no, by any point, I mean, it can't be. It's got to be
within reason.
Right.
At any point after that, giving over the
kesef.
Okay, the kesef is confined.
That if she accepts the kesef after the previous discussion, then we assume that there's the appropriate meaning of the mind and it's good kiddushin, right?
Right, so
now, just
like
explain.
The, he says something in a certain context, and
right.
So it becomes something. So she says something.
She's not saying anything.
She accepts the SF,
yeah. Right?
But within a certain context,
right?
That being that it came after
right.
The discussion.
Good.
So.
And why is this? Why is his statement hare ani baleich not a problem for this side?
Because his statement is not being considered the maaseh at that point. His statement is only being considered in that framework conversation, because we're saying that the two legal actions that are completing this whole process are him lending a certain context when they have a certain conversation about marriage, and then the giving over of the ring. So both of those are happening, and so those are the ma'aser. That's the whole ma'aser. But whatever's happening in between is just conversation. It doesn't have any halachic.
Good. So what are you saying? Good. So what are you saying?
Because he's saying nothing.
You're not saying
the correct phrases. He's really just like talking. He's saying it's descriptive.
So let me just stop you. I hear what you're saying. Let me just stop you there one second.
Oh, I'm your husband now because of what we just did.
Good. Why wouldn't according to that sheet though, why wouldn't it work without the previous discussion?
Because they're saying that the previous discussion is the.
No, let's say there is no previous discussion. I'm asking now. Let's say no previous discussion. Then I say I'm your husband. What's the chisaron?
Right. So
the chisaron is where. Yeah, it's a lashon, right? So since the chisaron is a lashon, and it's only a lashon, so now I don't need this lashon. Why don't I need the lashon? This is what he's saying. I don't need the lashon. I don't need the lashon because I have the previous discussion.
Right.
So the fact that I have this lashon, which would normally be problematic, is not going to be problematic over here. right? Because I have something that's just as good as the right lashon. I have the case that even if I was quiet, it would be okay. Right?
So this only serves as, does that make sense, what I'm saying? It only serves as descriptive conversation.
It doesn't take away.
Like, feels like they're commenting on the maaseh that they just did, which is a legitimate.
Well, there was no maaseh before. I mean, right now.
No, they had a conversation.
Right, he gives her money.
Marriage, and he gives her the money, and he says.
Now I'm your husband. Right.
Really, a whole halachic process just happened, and whatever he says, if he says I'm your husband,
doesn't matter.
It's like he's commenting.
Right. It doesn't matter. He could say anything.
Process that just went on.
Right. He could say anything now. It would not matter because what he's saying now. Is not really what?
It's
not really necessary.
It's not really necessary.
What's the purpose of the Amira? The purpose of the Amira is to give context. So the context is already here because Medabri Maliske Kiddusheha.
It's just supplementary.
Exactly. In other words, in this case, I'm not relying on this Amira. I'm not using this Amira. I'm using the Amira from before. That's what that sheetah says. It's just like he's quiet. What do you mean, just like he's quiet? Why is quiet good? Quiet's only good where you had a previous statement, which would be tantamount to Namira. Right? Let's say they never spoke before. Okay. They never spoke before, and then the guy comes along and he gives her money, and then they say, then he walks away and says, I'm married. That's nothing. This is, right? In other words, the previous discussion is instead of the Amira. So you have the Amira. That's, you can only say that, though, if the deficiency is in terms of the Amira. But let's say when you go ahead and you make that statement, you messed up the whole Kiddushin. Right? If you taina that saying that statement, Hare ani ishe, Hare ni ba'ale, Hare ni arusei, saying any of those things actually undermines your whole act of Kiddushin, the way that you did the Kiddushin is now deficient. If you say that, then what? Then you.
Your previous
discussion is not going to do anything.
But it seems like that.
It's not going to help.
It seems like that side is not. Giving that previous discussion that lended the context, it seems like that side is giving that conversation less strength.
That's right. He's saying it's like that was one thing that happened. Then you went ahead and you did the Kiddushin like this. You did your Kiddushin.
How long do you have to be quiet before you can say something wrong?
What's the secret?
Say that again. How long do you have to be quiet?
Before you can say something incorrect, like I'm your husband.
Good question. I mean, normally we assume that, what's called toch kedei dibor. Toch kedei dibor is the amount of time that it takes a person to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori. That's what we normally assume, is toch kedei dibor. Let's say a guy says something in Shmona Esrei, in Davni, and he wants to correct it. So yes, toch kedei dibor in which to correct it. Right? He says, Mashiv Aruach. Let's say he's a person that doesn't say Mashiv Aruach Morda Talna. And he says, Mashiv Aruach Morda Gashem. And he says, he wants to say Morda Talna, Mashiv Aruach Morda Talna. How long does he have to fix that before he has to go all the way back to the beginning? Yeah, it's Toch Kedei Dibor to fix it. So I'll tell you here too. Once the Toch Kedei Dibor is over, and whatever he says after would not be an upset, would not undermine what he just did. But if it's a good question. Tell me about a case where he did it close enough in time to the giving of the ring and the money that it's causing a problem. But if it's, say, a week later, or a day later, or even a few minutes later, I think everyone would have to agree it's not a problem. You can't say now I'm showing you that my Maaseh Kiddushin is predicated on Hareini Sheikh.
So is the Machlokes over the conversation that lends the context? That's a strong, legitimate thing.
Say again?
On one side, saying that you have the conversation, a stupid statement that you say right after can knock that whole thing out. Another one saying that conversation is a strong maisa. What you say after that doesn't matter. You did a very legitimate halakhic action.
The Rosh and the Re both say you had a previous discussion before. This is not right. When you go ahead and you make this statement is serious stuff. This statement means something. It did something. What did it do? Well, if you tell me the whole problem with the Amira is simply that my Amira is lacking, I'll say no, my Amira is not lacking because I had the previous discussion. But if you don't understand the deficiency of Harein Ishech and being part of the, just simply lacking in Amira, I'm going to say, no, whatever's lacking normally when you say that is lacking now. In other words, I undermine the whole act of Kiddushin. I did an act of being machnas myself instead of an act of being mekayish the woman. I was machnas myself instead of being kohen the woman. That's what I just did. Listen to the Lashon of the Ri. Lashon of the Ri. Lashon of the Ri, rather, was again. The Megara Gar, the Ilu Shasak, the Akshav Bier, Shenosan HaKesef HaKidushin, Lahaknos Atzmo La, Vein HaKidushin Kidushin Kla. What's the problem with what you just did? The problem with what you just did is it's showing something about your Maisa Kidushin. Bier, Shenosan HaKesef Kidushin, Lahaknos Atzmo La, Vein HaKidushin Kidushin Kla. If I say
himself, that, putting himself to be quite the heart.
That's right. Words, what I really did when I said this is that I really demonstrated that this is my intent for the act of Kiddushin to take place in this way. It's not simply that I said a statement that wasn't good. If the problem is simply that the statement is not a good statement, then I could fix that. How could I fix that? Because I have the statement from before. Right. If the statement from before is on the books, right? It's midabri maliske kiddushah. And now I come ahead and I say something afterwards that's problematic. So it's not going to be a problem if all I'm worried about is my speech. But if I'm worried about is the very essence of my Maisa Kiddushin, no. Then when I go ahead and I say this, it doesn't matter what I said before. My Maisa Kiddushin now is taking place in a way that's not proper. And that's what the Rebbe is saying. It doesn't matter that you spoke before. Speaking's fine. But you went ahead now and you show Nasan Kesef Kiddushin Lahaknos Atzmo. It shows that the very Maisa of you giving the money is a different Maisa. It's not an act of taking her. It's an act of selling yourself. Yes? No?
Could we ask?
I just wonder, is everyone clear on this issue or not?
Not really.
Not really? Okay, I'll say it again. I'm just suggesting that maybe there's one of two ways of looking at the problem of the statement. When I say Harein Ishech, Harein Balech, what's the problem? On the one hand, we could say the problem is that this element of of Kiddushin, the Amira, element of Kiddushin, is deficient. I said something that's not right. It doesn't go as far as saying my whole Maisa Kiddushin has been qualified by this statement and is deficient, its very essence. I don't have to say that. That's a bigger step. It's a bigger step to say that when I make these other statements, my whole Maisa Kiddushin has been revolutionized. It's a bigger step to say that. So if all I'm worried about is the fact that I'm saying something that I'm not supposed to be saying, right, it stands to reason that when I have what normally constitutes a good statement, what normally constitutes a good statement is medabri maluske kiddushah. Medabri maluske kiddushah is normally a good statement. And that's why the colleague of the Rebbe says it's just like shasak. What do you mean it's just like shasak? Shasak is only good because what? Because you have the amira. Where's the amira? It's before. That amira, which we had in discussion before, is good now. So when you go ahead and you say it's just like shasak, what are you saying? You're saying that the statement now didn't do the low mile of a low morin. Why? Because what's normally the problem with the statement? There's a problem in terms of the deficiency of the amira. But the amira here is good. Why? Because he spoke about it an hour ago. But if you tell me that the problem in saying I am your husband is not simply that the statement is problematic, but it goes to the very core of the whole Maisa Kiddushin. The whole Kiddushin is no good. The whole way I did the Kiddushin is lacking, then it doesn't matter that I have previous context. When I went ahead now and I did a Kiddushin of an act of selling instead of an act of buying, I'm not going to help. It's flawed to the very core of the Kiddushin. How do you see that? Because the Rebbe says, Bir shenosan ha-kesef ha-kiddushin lahaknos atzmolah. That you're showing that what you did with giving the money was not giving the money for buying, it was giving the money for selling. That's it. No Kiddushin. That's where Ki Yikach comes in.
Selling
self.
What if you have a discussion and the the woman is non-committal. Then you come along, give her the ring.
And she doesn't. And she doesn't. And she's quiet.
Yeah.
That could be good. That could be good condition. She knows why you're giving it to her. She doesn't say anything. But she knows why you're giving it to her. That would be, I don't know, at least be Suffolk Kedusha in that case. Uh-huh. I would say at least a Suffolk Kedusha in that case.
Thanks for the ring.
Oh, if she says that, then that's different. If she says...
Not to herself, she says that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, now that's why you need Edom and the whole thing there. The Edom could say, they were talking about it before, and then she took the ring. That's going to be a problem. She won't necessarily be able to say, I didn't accept it for that reason. She should have said something.
Suppose there's a slightly different scenario.
Yeah.
They have a discussion on the marriage, right? And an hour or 30 minutes or 2 hours later, mm-hmm. Here's the ring, and he makes a remark that's not relevant to the subject at all. Oh, give it to me today or something like that.
I don't think that would matter. That's low my level of Lauren.
Okay. That has nothing
to do. That's essentially what the colleague of the Ri is saying about Harein Ishe. Saying, that's not going to matter. Why? Because your Amira is good. Your Amira is already there. But if you tell me that the problem with saying I'm your husband is not just the Amira, like the Lashon seems to suggest in the Ri, Shenasan Kesef Kedushin Lahaknas Atzmala, now that's it. It doesn't matter what happened before. If it happened before, is only as good as the Amira. But here we're saying there's much more has been upset and disrupted than the Amira. The whole Kedushin is no good. You colored the Kedushin as a sale rather than an acquisition, rather than a purchase. Once you did that, it's not good. The Kedushin is not good. The very essence of the Kedushin is not good.
Why are you calling it a sale? You're giving money. The man is giving.
It's true, but you're saying, I'm your husband. It's like, you're right, the money is going the other way, but the lashon that you're using is where you're giving yourself to her. No, it's like she's acquiring the. I mean, she's paying. All right. I mean, the next issue is the gerushin issue, but maybe we'll leave that for next time. Irving, you okay with this? Yeah.
Yeah.
No? Should I say it one more time? I'll say it one more time.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not saying you have to get it this time. I'm just saying, I'll say it one more time. What we're saying is that before you get into this question of does previous discussion matter, you have to ask yourself, what's the problem with this statement? When the guy says, I'm your husband, what's wrong with it? So it's true, the Gemara says it's problematic because it violates Ki'ikach. But what we're saying is, how much does it violate Ki'ikach? Does it violate Ki'ikach because we're saying that concurrent with Ki'ikach is an Amira which you have to make, and that's what's lacking. Right? Is it the Amira that's lacking? Right? When I'm charged with Ki'ikach Ish Isha, and there's an Amira that's part of the process, is that what's problematic when I say Hareini Ishei? Or is it much more than that? Is it by saying Hareini Ishei, I just transform the whole Kedushin into a new Maisa Kedushin? A Maisa of being Maknem Atzmo as opposed to being Kona Esaisha.
What's the first one?
It's just the Dibor part of it. Just the Amir aspect is lacking. A lesser Chisaron, if you will. A lesser deficiency. So if it's just a lesser deficiency in the Amira, that can be cured, perhaps, by the Medabri Maliske Kiddusha, the previous conversation. That takes the place of the Amira. Right? But if it's the whole Kiddushin that's been irrevocably rendered a sale rather than an acquisition, it doesn't matter that you had a previous discussion. Right now, you altered the Maisa Kedushin in such a way that it's a Hakna. And then it won't matter that you had an earlier conversation. All right, it's on. Okay. So, Blina, we'll stop here and we'll continue next time. We'll pick up with the Gerushin issue and then the whole issue of Yadayim Sheinam Mochichos. That's the next big, two next big sugis over here. Okay?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm assuming I'm giving the shiur the regular time. What's the story, Irving? 11 o'clock still?
Oh,
We change the clocks now? Is that...
Have you discussed it with my man?
I'm just doing what the...
We
moved it from 10:45 to 11.
Yes, let's keep it.
Okay, so we'll assume 11 o'clock, I'll start here 11 to 12. Okay, 11 to 12.